This is Nichelle Anderson. I'm your host for my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. Today is my premiere, so welcome back to my fourth season. I'm very excited to be returning back. And guess what? This is my seventh season, so I'm very, very excited about that. Today, we're going to focus on a return to a particular series that I started a couple of years ago. So this is very exciting. If you've been following me, it's been a while, a couple of years since I've done this. And this is part of a future series where I wanted to focus on the characters of my book, which is basically Princess Amenia, particularly one of her friends that I introduced when I was telling this journey of mine, and his name was Nahar. So I titled it Future Series of Nahar and Princess Amenia. And I started that about early part when I started the podcast, now 7 years. And now I'm going to return back to it, but this is going to be particularly where it's prior to the adult years, you can say that. In the book, Princess Amenia is basically, you know, turning 19. So is Nahar. And these future series of my podcast show is basically when I started in season one. And episode one is before the time of Princess Amenia, before she was born. And this future series regarding Nahar and Princess Amenia is a little bit further from that point. So they're on the scene and they're still young. And then I can kind of jump back, you know, here and there, but it's definitely before the time of the book, if that makes sense. So he doesn't really have to compete with the other two kings that would be coming into her life later, if you can kind of, you know, put that on the timeline there. So today I just want to say I'm so happy to return back to my seventh season. Again, this is my premiere show, and I have a lot to kind of talk about and go over because I had so many different things that I was doing as well as start this episode. So today's episode is the future series of Nahar and Princess Amenia, those entering the mystics must answer to King Milan of Mitzrayim, Egypt. And it's going to be another episode that I'm going to continue on. So these series, if you haven't been following, you have. This is the time to tune in and to share, okay? I do recommend to sign up to my Substack, where it's a premium membership that I get further into these episodes and series, as well as get access directly to me as well. So do consider that. That membership link is in the description of this particular podcast, and you get extra information, character breakdowns, the story breakdown itself, the scenes, everything. You get to hear about new projects that I'm working on and get be the first to kind of understand and be ready either to hear it, to read it, or, you know, my music, to listen to the music of my album that would be released. So let's go ahead and get into this. So again, this particular episode started from my premiere is huge because it has been a couple of years since I released the future series of Nahar and Princess Amenia. It's still very popular and I'm bringing it back. And I am going to have like special guests to assist in that. Right now, guess what? You got me. And I'm going to be able to talk about this and start what I usually do my episode. So let's get started. And thank you so much for returning back to my premiere show, Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond. So just to go over a couple of things, let's get into that. So again, this particular series is before the time of my book, Mitzrayim, A Memoir of a Past Life in Ancient Egypt. Please go ahead and consider to purchase that. If you do, I encourage you to be positive. If you really love it, please leave a wonderful review. I appreciate that. And after the initial set of the future series, where pretty much the future series is when they're younger, the very first episode when I did of this series here is where they're very young, you know, about 9 or something like that, or 10, and then I kind of went a little bit older, and this is where they're preteen or what have you. So it's going to be interesting. One of the characters from my other book is going to make an appearance in this series, so that's very exciting. And again, it's really their beginning years of their teenage kind of time frame. So Nahar still has a couple more years to formulate his Malay love groove with Princess Amenia before her set arrangement to marry King Dama of my book. So let's get into some starter points and some highlights. Please go ahead and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, and Telegram as well. And do subscribe to our Discord membership. Join the family. That link will be in the description. And also, I have my NFT collection. It's called Pyramid Mystery Temple Reunion. It's a 10,000 collection. And you can visit and get more information on that on my website, moleworld.com. I also have expanded my brand into the luxury healing skincare with Molay, and it's called Molay Beauty, molaybeauty.com. Do check that out. When you go there, you can get 10% off your first purchase. So if you go to that go to my website, you'll be able to get the 10% and try the merchandise. Particularly, I have collections for men and women. The men is King and Me collection, and then the women is called Topaz Oasis Queens collection. You can definitely find some really goodies for that. Aromatherapy, it's like spa products, so it has ancient Egypt formula blend in my products, and I like to create things that not only can heal you but make you feel good as you look good. Alright, so if you a king and queen, if you're listening right now, go ahead and check out Molay Beauty. Also go to molay.com/shop where you can shop my t-shirts, particularly my Atlantis that I have, my Wings of Atlantis designs. So definitely check that out. Also, when I do my Molay Love Groove, I created my own t-shirt line as well, and definitely do that. The last one that I did is very cute. If you love me, you'll hug me. So, you know, that's part of my relationship theme episode. So that's very cute. And do check that out as well. That's molay.com/shop. I'm going to have all the links in the description here, so don't worry about that. My album is set for announcing the release date, so do stay tuned for that. If you already heard, good for you. Don't forget to purchase it. In the meantime, the two songs that I am highlighting for my album is When Love Was Divine and You Know Me. Okay, so you want to know more information about that, do go to molay.com and get the info. I also have plans to do more live shows about relationships, because I think we need that, and that's what my whole book was for. Mitzrayim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt, dealing with relationships, talking it out, getting that balance so you can get that love. And that's highlighted in my YouTube channel, which, by the way, do follow me on YouTube. Molay is on YouTube, and you can find a lot about my podcast show and all of it links together, my book, my characters, my stories. And the Molay Groove playlist live stream is highlighting this spending time with your boo, understanding and respecting each other. So when my topics here that I talk about relationships, and I have my colleagues with me, I'm focusing on healthy, positive love. It does exist, it can exist, and you have to fight for it sometimes, but when you do get it, guess what? You can be really happy. I'm just gonna put it out there where you can be really happy. Respected, appreciated as well. All right, I have another podcast show. It's called Surviving Your Journey to a Success. Do go ahead and check that out as well. It is available on, you know, any pretty much platform that you can access to. And that deals with dealing with life challenges and motivating and stuff like that. It's from my book, Surviving Your Journey to a Success. All right, I think I got all that out the way. I'm so excited to return back. Yay! This is my 7th season, and I still love podcasting. It helps me to be able to do what I love, which is writing and telling stories, motivating people, as well as talking about the challenges that we have. But once we focus on communication, we can do anything. And that's what I'm very proud of. And I really enjoyed this opportunity, this platform. And I hope you enjoyed my stories and my family in my stories that I talk about that aim to uplift and inspire and be something that's part of what I like to call the 360 boo, the circle of life. All right. Giving is power. All right. So let's get into this. So the last episode that I did, which is basically the finale, King Milan speaks of disloyalty before the gods of Pleiadians and in Orion is born. So that's where in season 6, where I wrap that up, in the galaxies of the gods and Samna and Pleiadians, we have King Milan giving a very important speech to the descendants as well as Samna and beyond to Atlantis. So it's a lot of important people in attendance when he's talking about the investigation of who was the one that did such a betrayal that caused the tribal leaders to go against one another, causing the war and so forth. This right here, what I'm talking about, sets up to explain in episode 1 when my podcast started 7 years ago. The vision came to me, everything kind of flowed throughout, because I said, I need to do another podcast. I was doing Surviving Your Journey based on my tweets on Twitter, and I'm like, okay. And then that vision just came real strong. And ever since, it's just like my book, everything kind of fell into place. So this is where he's explaining that of what happened then, which is basically before episode 1 and episode 2. By the time we get to episode 3 or 4, we understand episode 1, where Queen Hagar is center stage and she is the ruler of Mitzrayim solely. We don't know where Malan is until later. All right. Then we also know in that particular last episode of my finale, which is episode 65, is that Heni comes and an uncle and someone is born. It related to my book. So overall, that's what happened. It was a very, very huge show. I highly recommend you check it out and share it. And you know what you also can do? Go to Molay.com and get you a t-shirt. Support the podcast. All right. So now we're going to get into the highlights for today podcast. And this right here deals with the timeline where I'm moving a little bit older from the first time I did when I wrote out the future series. Well, I did think people are going to really kind of get it. Like, you know what? It'd be nice to do. And it seems like a lot of people like it. And so this right here is a little bit further before the full, like, you know, 17 or 18, where she's basically preparing to marry Dama. And so Nahar is still, you know, in that area that he's saying, I got a chance. This particular podcast, we're going to talk about where Nahar, there's just so much to tell. So I have to kind of break it up. With Nahar, he always came across as willing to go the extra mile and find these interesting things just to wow Armenia, to give her that experience that maybe she couldn't do yet because she's a princess. And he finds different ways. And this particular episode is something that he ended up doing that really causes a lot of people to raise an eyebrow and stuff like that. But it's all in the journey. And he likes adventure as well. And he knows that Armenia does too. So we go to that part. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this. All right. This is my premiere show of my podcast. Let's get started. So let's begin from our premiere show of season 7, 2023 to 2024. For this week on my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond, this would be PA number 1. PA is prior to adult. Because of my book, they basically consider her to be an adult because she's about to get married. Everybody else that she's grew up with is about to take, you know, their own path someplace else. So in the short stories of my podcast, to identify that as before the time of the book, but a little bit older than my initial series of this, where there was much younger, like about 9 or something like that. And now they're in their preteens, right? So this here is going to be the part of that timeline where I'm coding it as PA, PA number 1, basically prior to adult number 1. All right, so let's get started. So let's begin from our premiere show, season 7, 2023 to 2024. For this week of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond, PA number 1, entitled, Those Entering the Mystics Must Answer to King Malan of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Opening scene. In Mitzrayim of the time, a few years before Princess Armenia is set to marry Dama, future ruler of Sabare. It is Princess Armenia in her younger teenage years as one of the princesses of King Malan and Queen Hagar. Within the world, a team room adjoined to a location not known but to a few of the royal family, and those of the gods' entrance into Tamat on diplomat reasons. There stood the young princess standing, but anticipated of the arrival of a good friend Nahar, as he reported to those that assigned to her father that he was in distress, not aware that Nahar was operating a starship from the Arcturus galaxy. It was King Malan that dispatched assistance near the 9th star to bring him into the belt of Asari for proper landing. Not to detect by others, and not aware of the still contact by ancestors of the Pleiadians and beyond, Nahar was allowed to enter into the whole entrance connected to one of the pyramids in Mitzrayim that led to a solid emerald pathway over the Nile River below. In the royal palace, a little tomb room had floor-length windows with drapery of fine linen to the floor, as palm trees planted in huge 40-foot planters, as royal furniture surrounded Princess Armenia and her father, King Malan, as they watched the queue of their royal Abbas guards signal that Nahar was docked and about to appear. Through the pyramid's secret doorway to walk down the pathway of Nahumet, Princess Aminia had finished her earlier mystery school training and studies when she learned of Nahar's adventure by an attendant and an official of her father. She was so excited. She knew Nahar must and will have great stories to tell her. And she knew, as always, he would have something to show her. She tried not to jump up and down of excitement, as her father was mysteriously quiet, still looking ahead, when one of his high-rank officers on this side of the palace motioned them to step forward, as Nahar was about to appear through the other end of the pathway. Kingo rays as dark as the black seed of noon surrounded them, as the day has ended and the Kingo rays shown above continue to fall over. King Milan, with his royal kingship of Pleiadians, walked out holding his young daughter, Princess Aminia's hand, and made it to the dock step platform as they await Nahar's entrance. Stars glistered above them as the Kingo rays skies darkened around them, hastened to see the moment that Nahar would walk through that entrance. Princess Aminia started bouncing to see as the fog surrounded them. All of a sudden, the height started to pick up and she couldn't see him. Clasping her hands, she could see the fog wave as the Kingo rays continued in the dark sky above them, allure her view. She continued to smile and tussle back and forth with it, and then suddenly there was light at the other end, and she saw Nahar, auburn, darkened, Nubian dreads, as Apsu, during the hot summer months, flowed on his Egyptian wrap waist. Braceplate, and his hair flowed and flapped in the wind as he started to walk out towards them. He was immediately followed by 20 abashed royal guards of her father, King Milan, with a further ado. King Milan nodded that allowed Princess Aminia to go ahead and walk towards Nahar. She released her hand excited and she hurriedly walked towards Nahar with 30 royal guards surrounding her. As she walked to meet him, with just a few feet away, she started to run to him and she hugged him. He hugged her back as well. First, he was excited, but his stare quickly went through the guards that surrounded them and to the other end, where King Milan stood at a military stance, looking a bit annoyed, but still firm. Yet, not just watching his daughter, Princess Aminia, but Nahar. Nahar felt the cold and questionable stare by King Milan. He took a breath and pulled out a wrapped cloth gift for Princess Aminia to stay focused on this moment. She jumped up and down so excited, asking him so many questions of how he was able to fly a starship. When did he learn of that? And what other things he saw in the galaxies of Arcturus and beyond? Princess Aminia, with excitement, said, "Oh, Nahar, you must share with me all of the moments you were in the star galaxies of Arcturus and the other, as I heard only briefly, where you were seeking help from my father. I am so glad you are well, and do share. What was it like, and who did you saw? What made you go there, and when did you knew how to operate a starship of the stars? And how did you?" Nahar was so excited and smiling as she was, and to see her smile with her eyes so bright, was the moment worth all what he knew that he would endure once he's talked to her father, King Milan. And he wanted to share what he knew. It would be so wonderful to share that with her. But he also knew he would be in a lot of trouble with King Milan soon, as he continued to feel the stare on him. He tried to control his main focus, and that was to spend this moment with Princess Aminia. Nahara knew that King Milan was going to be very angry of him being in that part of the galaxy without approval. But Nahara managed to say back to Princess Aminia, as he did love her so. "I shall soon," Princess Aminia responded. "Oh, and I will hold you to that, as I feel your journey across the cosmos of Akun are of many untold adventures therein." Nahara smiled and then said, "Well," while briefly reaching for her hand, not in the sight of those afar watching them, but as the guards stood around, hiding some of what they were talking and what Nahara was giving her. He smiled as the rolling feelings in his stomach to her soft touch and excitement of the tales he had yet to share. Nahara said, "By Saturn Udu, they are gardens of Alone." He reached in his side pouch and pulled out what looked to be flowers. Princess Aminia's eyes bloomed with excitement, and she let go of his hand and reached for them and took a smell. Oh, wow. And then placed them in her arms for safekeeping. Princess Aminia looked up to Nahara. "These smell amazing, I'm sure. And so beautiful, as if they can change their color therein. Look at this. Wow." She started jumping up and down with amazement and continued, "You have to share how you obtained these. I've never seen these before here in Mitzrayim." They both turned to face to continue to walk to where King Milan patiently waited. And Nahara tried to speak, but not being disturbed by the commanding stare by King Milan. By the time they got near King Milan, Princess Aminia was still jumping up and down and excited, telling her father some of what Nahara did say and at the gift. But King Milan held up his hand and said he will see that later, and asked Princess Aminia to go ahead with the guards to where her mother and sister would be waiting, as he wanted to speak with Nahara alone. Princess Aminia hugged Nahara tightly, and he did as well, without the urge to hold her hand, as he could feel her father staring him down. Princess Aminia said, "I can hardly wait until you share all your adventure, Nahara. I am pleased that you are well." Nahara replied, "I am Nasa, Princess." Princess Aminia then hurriedly inside, where we were able to see a waiting for her, her sister, her oldest sister, Princess Hannah, and her mother, Queen Haga. They both was wearing their royal attire, with Queen Haga wearing her royal crown with droplets of sapphire and emerald stones that glistened across her breastplate as she wore her hair in single braids and pulled up the mountains of the skies from the back that glowed the majestic the kingo rays that surrounded her turquoise wrap dress anew. Along with Princess Aminia and Princess Hannah was staring in the royal attire and ready to turn to walk back up to the main palace for Sul. Queen Hagar hugged Princess Aminia, as so was Princess Hannah, and they was looking at the different things that Nahara gave her. They entered the entranceway with the guards following behind, and we could hear the solid gold 24 gold bracelets that glistened back and forth between the three of them as they walked inside the palace. Later, near the entrance of where Nahara had entered, of the secret interest of those of afar that not too many know, we can hear the wind blowing this way and that way, over the Kingo wave and around them. The remaining guards stared at a distance as King Milan was ready to speak to Nahar. On the dock platform, there was just King Milan and Nahar and the surrounding guards. They could still hear the glittering of the Nile River dancing below, this way and that. King Milan looked at Nahar and it was silence that seemed to eternity. Nahar stood calmly and kept his breath in and out, inhale and exhale. Because he knew what was about to come forward would be very intense. King Milan looked over to his side and then turned to Nahar again, but more sharply with extreme authority to Nahar as the fog picked up again as normal when Kingo waves continue across the skies after the dawn went to sleep of the Aspen rays. He stood firm as his crown of Mitzrayim, Egypt, still glistered of the gold that sparkled one way into the nether. King Milan spoke. Are thy being in the Arcturus region of Nuti? Nahar took a breath, exhale, and then he inhaled to get his strength to respond. He bowed before King Milan, and then he managed to speak. I seem to have gotten lost visiting a friend of Thebes, of Tyndale, of my father. I did not King Milan turn in a straight posture as the rushing Nile River below continued to turn in gusts below, underneath the secret connection path to the landing point of the starship of beyond through one of the pyramids. Nahar continued. Intend to bring, King Milan interrupted. There are only two ways to enter that port of location, and both are ordained by an order that your father, Ezra, would not have known, or his pupils of that nature. Surely you are being truthful to I? Are you not, Nahar? Nahar, trying to hold his composure, took a breath. He shook his head with wide eyes. I have heard of the Nati by one of my father's, these purple suns, in which we were headed nearby, and I pursued that star galaxy. Entry into one. King Milan roared as Nahar stepped back, then to regain his footing. You are not to be in that part of the galaxy for your pursuit of my daughter. They are treaties for a reason and tracking afar. I'm clear to your knowing now. Nahar nodded. King Milan looked him over suspiciously and motioned him to follow him side by side. As the Abaz guards then in military formation followed a few feet behind them. And King Milan held his foil behind his back as his royal kingship crown continued to glisten of solid gold under the Kingo rays of the dark skies. The wind as another fog swept up and bowed before the ruler of Mitzrayim of Egypt. And Nahar walked in silence, processing what was before and thereafter their discussion. King Milan spoke again as they walked towards the entrance to lead them back to the royal palace of Abaz. King Milan said in a calm voice with an arch eyebrows as he looked over to Nahar, side eye, still a bit nervous on how to proceed with the questioning. King Milan said and asked him, do you have the coordinates to the realm sky's pathway, to Orion, or both? Nahas said without looking back at King Milan, but straight ahead. You took a breath, Nahar did, as you wanted to share that with Princess Amelia. But Nahar knew it must be revealed. And then, Nahar said, I have both pathway star coordinates that leads through Wayum to Orion. Skies. Insane.